That one, no.
Cause that one, no.
All right. Are you tired?
Yeah, no, all the time.
What? Now, I listened to it. Are you tired? And then you answer me, even if you are. No, I. If I said, are you tired? And then you said, no, I.
Ain't tired or is tired? What are you talking about?
I don't chew tobacco, but he. Suppose if he chews tobacco and I said, I don't chew tobacco, but he.
Do chew it.
I behave.
That's his business. I ain't got to do that.
Okay. I behave myself, but he. I say I do behave myself, but he.
It won't.
I do behave myself, but he.
No.
All right.
Yes.
I thought you blank coming with us. I thought you what coming with us. Alright. We what going to town when it started to rain? Just say the sentence to yourself.
And what time started raining?
Yeah, see practically the last bit that I have to do. I'm going on to pronunciation with number 126. A dime is how many? A dime is?
5, 10 pennies.
Is it 10?
A dime, 10 pennies.
Well, what do you call a penny? What's another word for penny?
A little penny, you know, a penny for a start.
All right, it's.
A dime.
You were right.
Take 10 pennies, make a dime.
Uh-huh. What about 10? What's another word for pennies?
Oh. When the word pennies.
Yeah, when you say something costs 10, you don't say something costs 10 pennies, you say something costs 10.
It costs you a dime.
Well, if you didn't use the word dime and you wanted to use another word, you said, like for instance, a pack of gum costs 5.
5 cents.
Alright.
If you get 2, you have to give 10 cents.
Uh-huh. Alright. He has lived here ever. Blank 1960. You have lived here ever what?
Well, I live here. I think I built this house in 20s something. I believe. And I moved up and went on the farm. Did a while. Oh, about you mean the time I've been living here? I've been living here about 20 years.
So you've lived here ever what? 1947. Say, I have been living here ever
since.
Alright. A greeting on if you.
27. It is 47.
40. 19. Oh, you've been living here ever
I've
since.
I've been a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You got 47.
Yeah, I had it wrong.
I thought you did. I listened at you.
What is a greeting that you would use on December 25th? That's on Christmas. It would be you wish somebody a.
Well.
You said a nice Christmas, but another word for nice. Say, you'd wish somebody a what kind of Christmas?
Kids.
What?
About 2 girls. Wish they'd come up Christmas.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
That's how
you said. What's just a normal Christmas greeting that you would use? Say, wish somebody a what kind of Christmas?
Happy Christmas.
Well, what's another word for happy?
It's for just because everybody living and